Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Personality, NLP, and astrology case study for Natalia Ascendant, Purva Falguni, Leo. Natalia's ascendant lies in Tara Purva Falguni, a Venus-ruled nakshatra set within radiant Leo, giving her a personal style that blends sensual charm with regal presence. This placement creates a personality that is both attractive and intentional, someone who values beauty, harmony, and warmth, but also carries quiet pride and dignity. She likely moves through life with charisma that feels natural and emotionally intelligent, creating a soft yet compelling gravitational pull around her. Purva Falguni in Leo makes Natalia creative, relational, and emotionally expressive. She likely enjoys being surrounded by comfort, aesthetic environments, or emotionally rich connections. Whether through art, relationships, or personal style, she seeks to express her inner world outwardly. While she may appear relaxed and charming, there is an inner standard she holds. She gives affection generously, but expects depth and loyalty in return. From an NLP lens, Natalia's processing style leans toward a visual kinesthetic blend. She perceives meaning through how things look and feel. Tone, environment, beauty, and emotional energy shape her decisions. Rather than abstract ideas, she responds to felt experience. Her internal sense of rightness is driven by atmosphere, aesthetic alignment, and emotional resonance, not external logic or pressure. Her chunk size preference leans specific. She tracks detail in tone, gesture, and interaction, and may recall experiences by how they felt, smelled, or appeared. She notices subtle shifts in behavior or space, and may communicate richly using metaphor, color, or expressive language. Her conversations are likely grounded in vivid memory and sensory nuance. Natalia's attention filter leans toward others. She's likely sensitive to how others feel, what they need, and what the emotional tone of the space is. While this makes her deeply relational and empathetic, it may also mean she sometimes over-accommodates, putting harmony first. This orientation helps her succeed in environments where emotional intelligence, tact, and graceful presence are assets. Her motivation direction is towards. She is drawn toward joy, beauty, meaningful connection, and creative inspiration. She moves not out of avoidance, but out of attraction, to love, comfort, shared laughter, or aesthetic fulfillment. However, being in Leo, her towards movement is dignified. She does not chase attention, but rather creates conditions where love and admiration naturally flow to her. Altogether, Natalia's Purva Falguni Ascendant paints the picture of someone soft yet self-assured, a woman who leads with emotional warmth and magnetism, but lives by a quiet code of self-respect and relational integrity. Her NLP drives show someone driven by feeling, image, and emotional harmony, a relational artist whose presence uplifts, harmonizes, and beautifies the spaces she enters. Cha's sixth house, Capricorn. Mars and Rahu in Shravana, Saturn in Uttara Ashada. Natalia's sixth house falls in Capricorn, a sign known for structure, responsibility, and steady effort, and it hosts a potent trio, Mars and Rahu in Shravana, and Saturn in Uttara Ashada. This creates a complex, high-stakes terrain in her daily life, work ethic, and problem-solving style. The sixth house deals with conflict, routine, health, service, and improvement. And with these three planets involved, Natalia likely experiences this realm as both demanding and defining. It's where her ambition and tension meet, and where her capacity to rise, lead, or burn out is forged. With Mars conjunct Rahu in Shravana, Natalia likely has a highly focused, intense approach to routine and conflict. Shravana, ruled by the moon, brings themes of listening, learning, and inner discipline. and Mars here adds urgency, while Rahu amplifies it with obsession and hunger. She may have a razor-sharp ability to spot inefficiencies, a drive to fix what's broken, and a near-compulsive relationship with improvement. This pairing can make her both solution-oriented and overextended, pushing herself too hard or too long in pursuit of the right method, system, or result. From an NLP perspective, this Mars-Rahu conjunction reflects a proactive, kinesthetic, and auditory digital blend. She learns by doing, internalizes through structure, and reacts quickly to challenges. There is a tendency to be self-correcting, performance-driven, and possibly perfectionistic when stakes are high. Her chunking here is specific. She tracks details, builds strategy step by step, and may feel anxious when there's chaos or a lack of clear direction in the work environment. She thrives on order, but may burn out when overcommitted to it. Saturn in Uttara Ashada, also in Capricorn, adds durability, moral structure, and long-term accountability to this space. While Mars and Rahu bring speed and hunger, Saturn applies brakes, pushing Natalia to do things properly, ethically, and with great endurance. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the Sun, is the nakshatra of victorious truth. So even amidst pressure or chaos, Natalia likely holds herself to a deep inner code. She doesn't cut corners. She may be highly respected for her integrity in service roles, or seen as someone others lean on during crises. This Saturn position supports a general chunking and internal referencing style. Natalia may zoom out when overwhelmed by detail, resetting through purpose or long view thinking. She processes problems from a moral or principle-based lens, not just emotional reaction. Her motivation direction here is both towards discipline and improvement, and subtly away from disorganization, failure, or mediocrity. She likely avoids inefficiency like a threat and is pulled toward functional mastery. Altogether, this sixth house cluster makes Natalia a powerhouse of structured effort, emotional resilience, and practical intelligence. It's where she refines herself, proves herself, and sometimes exhausts herself. Her NLP profile here shows a tactical mind, emotional discipline, and an inner engine that runs on clarity, progress, and principled action. She may not always feel at ease here, but when aligned, she becomes a master of making the difficult look effortless. Seventh house, Aquarius. Natalia's seventh house, the realm of committed partnerships, contracts, collaboration, and emotional mirroring, falls in Aquarius, a sign known for innovation, autonomy, and detached intelligence. Here sits Venus in Janishta, blending love and connection with rhythm, refinement, and a strong internal sense of timing. Venus in Aquarius is never conventional in love. It seeks both intimacy and freedom, connection and space. Janishta, ruled by Mars, adds a beat-driven, performance-aware quality to her approach to others. She needs resonance, rhythm, and respect in her relationships. This placement suggests Natalia values intellectual and emotional parity in partnerships. She likely finds attraction in originality, progressive thinking, or shared visions rather than surface charm. Janishta carries a unique blend of artistry and ambition, so she may be drawn to partners who are either creatively talented or socially impactful. There's an expectation of mutual brilliance. She doesn't settle for less than dynamic. At the same time, she may oscillate between closeness and detachment, needing time to recalibrate and return to center before re-engaging. From an NLP perspective, Venus in Aquarius and Janishta reflects a visual and proximity-based processing style. She notices how things look and feel when in rhythm with someone. Proximity, not enmeshment, is key. She may enjoy working or creating with a partner, but still needs independence. This Venus placement shows a preference for relating through shared experiences and co-creation rather than dependency or emotional enmeshment. She needs connection to feel alive, but not at the cost of autonomy. Her attention filter here is mixed. While Aquarius gives her a sense of collective or ideal-based partnership, we over I, Danishta's Mars rulership keeps her tuned in to how the dynamic feels to her, especially in moments of emotional or creative mismatch. She's attuned to the energetic rhythm of her relationships and can quickly sense when something is out of sync. When harmony falters, she may retreat, recalibrate, and only return when the frequency feels right again. Her motivation direction in the seventh is strongly towards connection, but not any connection. She is drawn toward refined resonance. Relationships that move in flow reflect mutual growth and carry aesthetic or intellectual beauty. At the same time, she instinctively distances herself from emotionally needy or possessive dynamics. She's not avoidant, just selective, with a deep need for quality over quantity in love and partnership. Dhanishta also gives Venus a performance edge. Natalia may view love as a dance, a co-composed rhythm, or even a sacred aesthetic. There may be a subtle magnetism to her, the kind that draws others in through grace, style, or unexpected depth. She doesn't perform love for show, but there is a natural elegance in how she presents in relational spaces. She likely values timing, balance, and emotional poise. Altogether, Venus in Dhanishta in the seventh gives Natalia a relational style that is elegant, rhythmic, intelligent, and emotionally refined. Her NLP traits suggest a strong sense of personal boundaries, aesthetic intelligence in emotional exchanges, and a need for partnership to be both stimulating and sovereign. She isn't built for codependence. She's built for resonance. And when that harmony is found, she becomes an extraordinary partner, attuned, artistic, and devoted to the shared rhythm of becoming. Eighth house, Pisces, Mercury and Sun in Rivedi. Natalia's eighth house, the domain of transformation, intimacy, secrecy, psychological depth, and spiritual insight, is in Pisces, with Mercury and the Sun conjunct in Rivedi. This is a deeply intuitive and internally rich placement. The eighth house itself speaks to thresholds and hidden knowledge, while Pisces dissolves boundaries and connects to the mystical and emotional realms. Rivedi, ruled by Mercury, is the final nakshatra, symbolizing completion, transcendence, and compassionate wisdom. Natalia's mind and identity are shaped by this sensitive, imaginative, and often spiritually guided terrain. With Mercury in Rivedi, Natalia likely possesses a poetic, empathic, and fluid cognitive style. Her mind doesn't follow strict linearity. She thinks in impressions, symbols, and emotional textures. Communication for her may come in waves, intuitive, sometimes non-linear, and often loaded with subtle meaning. Mercury here processes language not just through logic, but through resonance. In the eighth house, this mental style becomes private, investigative, and psychologically attuned. She may be drawn to therapy, metaphysics, esoteric knowledge, or the emotional subtext in everything she hears. The Sun conjunct Mercury intensifies the fusion of intellect and identity. Her sense of self is deeply interwoven with understanding life's unseen dynamics, emotional, spiritual, or energetic. In Rivedi, this conjunction softens the ego and elevates her cognition into something more universal. She likely feels the need to understand things completely before she can commit to them, and this need can manifest as both deep insight and emotional overwhelm. Her identity is shaped through continuous psychological rebirth. She learns, sheds, and reforms through intimacy, endings, and breakthroughs. From an NLP perspective, this pairing in Rivedi suggests a dissociated auditory digital and kinesthetic profile. Natalia may analyze from a quiet internal vantage point, observing more than speaking. She processes through general chunking, especially when exploring meaning, symbolism, or inner states. Yet she also grounds her insights in feeling, asking not just what's true, but what feels true. Her language may blend clarity with poetry, and her thoughts often lead inward toward essence rather than surface. Her attention filter here is strongly internal. She makes meaning within herself, often keeping thoughts and impressions private until fully processed. She doesn't speak to be heard. She speaks to clarify. In intimacy or transformation work, she likely becomes a quiet yet powerful presence, attuned to others, undercurrents, but never losing touch with her own center. Trust and timing are essential. She opens only when she feels energetically safe and emotionally clear. Her motivation direction in this house is mixed, towards truth, healing, and soul connection, and away from emotional dishonesty, manipulation, or superficiality. She may have a low tolerance for emotional clutter and instinctively withdraws from situations that feel murky or misaligned. Her need for clarity is internal first, but once found, she can lead others into depth and healing with remarkable ease and grace. Altogether, Mercury and the Sun in Rivedi in Natalia's eighth house create a powerful blend of subtle intelligence, spiritual depth, and emotional intuition. She is a listener of the unsaid, a seeker of core truths, and someone who transforms herself through quiet knowing. Her NLP traits reveal a mind that is both deeply structured and fluidly poetic, capable of turning silence into insight and complexity into luminous understanding. 10th house, Moon and Rohini. Natalia's 10th house, the realm of career, public image, authority, and life direction, sits in Taurus with the moon placed in Rohini, one of the most sensually attuned and artistically gifted nakshatras. Taurus is a natural domain for the moon, offering emotional steadiness and material grounding, while Rohini, ruled by the moon itself, is its most exalted placement. This gives Natalia a magnetic, nurturing, and aesthetically refined public presence. She likely exudes warmth, calmness, and quiet strength in professional environments. People are drawn to her emotional intelligence and her ability to bring beauty and grace into structured settings. The moon in Rohini suggests a deep connection between her emotional world and her vocation. She doesn't just work, she feels her way into alignment with her professional path. This could manifest through careers that involve nurturing, creativity, design, beauty, luxury, or emotionally intelligent leadership. Whatever her field, there is likely a soft power in how she leads. She influences through presence rather than assertion, and succeeds through relational intuition rather than overt ambition. From an NLP perspective, Natalia's moon here reflects a kinesthetic and visual processing style. She engages with the world through how it feels and how it looks, seeking aesthetic and emotional harmony in her work environment. Her decisions are shaped by gut feelings and a need for emotional resonance. She may absorb the atmosphere of a room quickly and instinctively know how to create emotional ease or beauty through subtle shifts, whether in design, speech, or group dynamics. Her chunking style in career matters is typically specific. She notices the little things, the tone of voice in a meeting, the way someone arranges their desk, or the unspoken discomfort in a team. These details shape her responses, and she's likely the one who catches what's unsaid or unacknowledged. Emotional nuance is a key part of her professional intelligence. Natalia's attention filter in career is tuned toward others. She tracks how people feel, how they respond, and what needs balancing. While this makes her incredibly attuned to collaborative work, team dynamics, and client-facing roles, she may also need to watch for emotional overextension, caring too much, absorbing too much, or needing others' emotional stability to feel her own. She works best in environments that are calm, elegant, and emotionally intelligent. Her motivation direction here is strongly towards. She is drawn to beauty, emotional safety, aesthetic environments, and creative or meaningful professional contribution. Rohini brings a desire for nurtured success, a path that grows organically and feels emotionally rewarding. She likely avoids aggressive, dissonant, or fast-paced workplaces that sacrifice emotional clarity or relational harmony for profit or performance. Altogether, Natalia's moon in Rohini in the 10th gives her a graceful and emotionally intelligent presence in the public sphere. She leads through care, connects through elegance, and succeeds through consistency and relational wisdom. Her NLP profile here speaks to someone who feels their way to the top, not by climbing ladders, but by growing where the soil is rich, the rhythm is steady, and the atmosphere feels deeply, quietly right. 11th house, Jupiter in Ardra. Natalia's 11th house, the domain of long-term goals, community, social networks, and the rewards of her life path, is in Gemini, with Jupiter placed in Ardra, a nakshatra of profound transformation, intellectual sharpness, and emotional depth. Gemini brings curiosity, communication, and versatility to her approach to friendships and aspirations, while Ardra, ruled by Rahu, adds a stormy brilliance, a mind that doesn't just think, but penetrates. With Jupiter, the planet of wisdom, expansion, and meaning here, Natalia likely approaches collective engagement with both idealism and discernment, seeking truth and connection in intellectually dynamic, emotionally honest ways. Ardra and Jupiter gives her a desire to pierce illusions, especially in group settings. She may have a visionary yet critical eye when it comes to movements, ideologies, or social systems. She doesn't follow trends. She questions them. In friendships, she values intellectual substance and emotional realness over light bonding. This can make her a mentor, guide, or truth teller in her circles, someone who others turn to for perspective, but who doesn't sugarcoat what she sees. There is intensity in how she connects and an inner demand for authenticity in collective settings. From an NLP lens, this placement leans auditory, digital, and general chunking. She sorts social data through logic, themes, and underlying truth rather than surface behavior. She may intuit social patterns quickly, often ahead of others, and assess whether a group or mission aligns with her evolving vision. Her Jupiter here processes community through principles. She's asking, what does this group stand for? What are we really doing here? If the answers don't ring true, she may disengage. Not out of judgment, but out of integrity. Her attention filter is mostly internal. Natalia doesn't rely on group validation to know if she belongs. With Jupiter in a Rahu-ruled nakshatra, she's fiercely self-guided, with a mental compass tuned to complexity and meaning. She may play the role of social observer as much as participant, engaging when there's truth to be found, but stepping back when conversations turn performative or shallow. Her motivation direction here is both towards wisdom and away from intellectual dishonesty. Jupiter in Ardra seeks a kind of social evolution. She's not content with mere popularity or success. She wants her efforts and affiliations to matter, to challenge, and to awaken. She's motivated by growth, her own and others, but has little patience for environments that stagnate or recycle empty ideas. Her friendships may go through phases of rupture and renewal, aligned with her own philosophical transformations. Ardra's influence makes her capable of being a disruptive truth bringer in group spaces. She might question leadership, propose new visions, or reframe outdated beliefs, often before others are ready. But Jupiter softens this with grace. When she speaks, it's usually thoughtful, wise, and meant to uplift. She may be a catalyst in communities, not always comfortable, but deeply necessary. Altogether, Jupiter in Ardra in Natalia's 11th house gives her a transformative and high-minded approach to social connection and long-term vision. Her NLP traits reflect a big-picture thinker with sharp clarity, inner alignment, and a need to participate in collectives that value depth, truth, and evolution. She's not here to gather followers. She's here to guide, challenge, and grow together. One sharp insight and one meaningful alliance at a time. 12th house, Khansu in Ashlesha. Natalia's 12th house, the domain of the subconscious, spiritual detachment, losses, dreams, solitude, and transcendent experience, lies in Cancer, hosting Ketu in Ashlesha, a deeply mystical and psychologically potent combination. Cancer brings emotional sensitivity and instinct to this hidden house, while Ketu, the planet of spiritual detachment and past life residue, reveals where she's already traveled in soul memory. Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury, is the nakshatra of coiling awareness, emotional depth, and hidden power, suggesting that Natalia carries profound intuitive intelligence, often more felt than spoken, and a lifelong dance between emotional enmeshment and psychic detachment. This placement speaks to an old soul, someone who is innately familiar with emotional complexity, secrecy, and psychological undercurrents. Ketu in Ashlesha suggests that Natalia may have already lived lifetimes navigating the shadowy depths of human emotion, making her highly perceptive, but also occasionally haunted by feelings she can't easily name. There may be a deep need for retreat, for protecting her emotional boundaries, or for processing experience in solitude before she can return to the surface. This is the signature of someone who remembers too much, whether consciously or not. From an NLP perspective, this placement leans toward a dissociated, general chunking, and auditory digital style. Natalia may often watch her own emotional responses from a distance, processing them through analysis rather than immediate expression. She likely senses what's happening behind the curtain in others and in herself, but may find language elusive at times. Her subconscious mind runs deep, often revealing insight through dreams, symbols, or intuitive flashes. Emotional overload can lead to retreat, not as escape, but as psychic necessity. Her attention filter is highly internal, with a subtle away-from motivation direction. She instinctively pulls back from environments, people, or energies that feel manipulative, invasive, or emotionally chaotic. Her nervous system may be sensitive, and solitude is often not just preferred, but essential to her regulation and clarity. This doesn't make her isolated, it makes her spiritually aware. She processes the world not through stimulus, but through resonance and silence. Ashlesha gives Ketu a coiled wisdom. Natalia may be incredibly perceptive when it comes to patterns, secrets, or hidden motives. She may have a gift for energy reading, emotional decoding, or psychic insight, but rarely flaunts it. There's a quiet power here, a protective shell around her inner world, and a desire to dissolve illusion without confrontation. She may be drawn to healing arts, psychological depth work, or contemplative spiritual paths, especially those that embrace complexity and mystery. Altogether, Ketu in Ashlesha in Natalia's 12th house gives her a profoundly intuitive, private, and psychically intelligent inner life. Her NLP style reflects deep detachment from surface concerns, a strong inner compass, and a need to process life in silence before expression. She isn't here to explain herself. She's here to sense, to unravel, and to let go. Whether through retreat, spiritual practice, or subtle emotional unraveling, she walks with the quiet power of someone who has seen behind the veil and chooses stillness over noise, depth over display, and soul over spectacle. Overall NLP drives for Natalia. Natalia's NLP profile reveals a richly textured inner world shaped by emotional resonance, aesthetic intelligence, and psychological insight. Her chart shows a strong blend of kinesthetic, visual, and auditory digital processing. She navigates life by feeling, observing, and quietly analyzing. With the moon exalted in Rohini, 10th, Venus in Dhanishta, 7th, and Ketu in Ashlesha, 12th, Natalia's perception is somatic, sensory, and intuitive. She experiences life through tone, rhythm, texture, and undercurrent, responding less to what is said and more to how it's said and how it feels. Her chunk size preference is contextual. In private or emotional domains, 6th, 8th, 12th, she moves through specific chunking, noticing detail, nuance, and micro patterns. In more public or philosophical realms, 10th, 11th, she leans toward general chunking, seeking broad meaning and subtle harmonies across experience. This flexibility allows her to zoom in when precision is needed and zoom out when clarity of vision or tone is more important than content. Natalia's attention filter skews toward others in interpersonal and professional spaces, particularly through her 7th house Venus and 10th house Moon, yet shifts internally in emotionally intense or private matters, as shown by Ketu in the 12th and Mercury Sun in the 8th. This creates a dynamic where she may seem deeply empathetic and attuned in shared environments, but ultimately calibrates her reality from within. She listens outwardly, but acts inwardly. Her motivation direction is primarily towards. She is drawn to beauty, rhythm, resonance, and clarity. Venus, Moon, and Jupiter placements give her a pull toward emotionally rich, intellectually meaningful, and aesthetically balanced environments. However, Ketu and Saturn introduce an underlying away-from filter. She instinctively withdraws from manipulation, noise, or systems that lack integrity. She moves toward harmony, but not at the expense of authenticity. Her action style is a balance of proactive and reflective. Mars Rahu in the 6th suggests she takes initiative when refinement or repair is needed. Yet her Ketu Sun Mercury trio lends her the ability to pause, observe, and recalibrate before making critical moves. Natalia does not rush. She times her actions to align with rhythm, resonance, and internal clarity. She acts with intention, not impulse. Natalia's work and experience preferences lean toward proximity and solo modes. She can collaborate gracefully when emotional tone and intellectual values are aligned, but often needs solitude to recharge, recalibrate, and process. Her strongest work comes through spaces that allow for individual pace, aesthetic freedom, and intuitive timing. She thrives where form meets feeling, and structure allows for soulful nuance. In total, Natalia's NLP drives reflect someone highly attuned to inner and outer environments. Someone who reads tone like text and translates energy into meaning. She is both emotionally receptive and intellectually incisive, shaped by an elegant rhythm of listening, discerning, and quietly aligning. She isn't here to follow noise, she's here to shape signal. Subtle, deep, and unmistakably hers.